The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Jacksonville and WBOB listeners. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us here on Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard.
Wait a minute. That does not sound like Angela.
It is not Angela.
Wait a minute. What's going on here?
It's me, Rob Stevenson.
It is Rob Stevenson. Rob, thank you for taking over for Angela today. Angela is on a well-deserved vacation in New York visiting family, and I hope she's enjoying the cold up there. I heard she bought a nice winter coat and some winter boots, and I know she's listening this morning.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a big smile on her face, and you're going to do a great job sitting in for her today. And been there for several days, and I know you're going to do a great job today sitting in for her as my co-host here on Real Estate Radio.
Co-host. That sounds great.
You're going to do a great job, just like you do on the drumline of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Thank you.
And what was that? Is that one of your...
Yeah, that's one of our drumming. It's our slanguage.
So tomorrow, we hope that it's not going to be your last home game, right?
That's right. That's right. The Jags are playoff bound. If we win outright, then we have a bye week and hopefully home field advantage. And it won't be our whole last home game.
For the playoffs.
For the playoffs.
Terrific.
That sounds great. You hear that? Playoffs.
Playoffs. And they're winning because of the great
defense.
Defense.
Oh my gosh.
And the great drum line.
And of course, the drum line.
Yeah.
But I think it's mainly the defense.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's mainly.
Well, you got to score some points, though, or they're not going to.
Bortles has been pretty good.
To win.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome, everyone. We hope you all had a great week here in Jacksonville. I know that we did. You know, we had two closings this week. One for some new folks that are moving here, and a great new customer that is moving here with his family and working at the Mayo Clinic. And I want to give a special discussion here about a new homeowner, one that brings a special feeling literally in my heart, because the buyer of this particular home happens to be my son.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, a special shout out to my son, Adam, who is only 22 years old and bought his first home yesterday.
Congratulations,
Adam. So a big shout out to Adam. But there's more to it than that, because we have Tim McConnell of CMG Financial here on the show with us today. So good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing?
All right. And you have been on the show many, many times.
Yep.
So I've got a story to tell about you and Adam.
Okay. Hopefully it's a good one.
Oh, it is a good one. You know, being young, my son, and being obviously a first-time home buyer, he was, you know, a little nervous about the whole process. And I told him, of course, when getting a mortgage, you got to go to Tim. Now, I tell most people, you know, you should check around for a mortgage. But I said, no, you have to go to Tim, because Tim is going to treat you the best. He's going to give you a great rate. He's going to give you great service. And you just don't need to go to any place else, because he's just going to treat you right.
Tim is awesome.
Tim is awesome. And Rob, several of your customers have worked with him.
Absolutely.
And he did everything over the phone with you.
Mm-hmm.
And during the process, you know, he kept calling me on the phone and said, Dad, this is a lot easier than I thought it would be.
That's what we're always hoping for.
Yeah. And he said he never had to come and meet you in person. And then he called me this week and he said, Dad, I sure hope Tim and your wife, Kate, works with you. He said, I sure hope they come to closing, because I really want to meet with them. He said, They were so easy to work with. They were so nice. They made everything so incredibly easy. And he said it with such sincerity in his young voice that I just had to share that with you. But the story doesn't end there, Tim.
Okay.
It really doesn't. And you were there for part of this.
Yes.
Because we go to the closing, and the closing was done by an attorney. And the attorney said that in a long time, this was the absolute smoothest that it had ever been. And I want to share this with all our listeners, because here's what happens at most closings. First of all of the paperwork has to go from the mortgage company to the attorney. And a lot of times it only gets there just a couple of days before.
If not hours before.
Yeah.
with other companies.
Yours was done several days before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all perfect. So that's one thing. It was done way ahead of time. It was done perfect. So he commented about that. And then what was really interesting was that it was all what's called pre-approved and funded. So here's what normally happens for everybody when you go to a closing is that all of the papers are signed by the buyer, by the seller, and then all the paperwork needs to be then scanned in and sent to the mortgage company. Now, the mortgage company may be local, it may be on the other coast, and then you have to wait for some unknown person at that mortgage company to review all of the signatures to make sure they're all done right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may have to wait where all the people are sitting around at the closing table waiting. You may have to wait a half hour. You may have to wait 45 minutes. You may have to wait an hour. Sometimes it's even longer than that.
Right.
What was unique about yours is that it was all pre-done. It's
yep.
not that they just didn't have to look at all the signatures.
Yep.
It was all pre-done. So as soon as my son Adam's signatures were done, the closing was done.
Yep.
So the closing didn't take 2 hours or 2.5 hours. It was done in 40 minutes.
Right, right. It's a big thing that we offer as a company where we don't have those funding conditions that so many other lenders do. And, I go to all my closings that are possible. And, when I walk in and confirm with the, closing agent or title company, I'm like, you're aware, no funding conditions. Sometimes they're shocked. You know, it says right on our package, no funding conditions, but they don't believe it because pretty much every lender out there is going to have that process of sending documents back, waiting for somebody to approve them. And, I'm the biggest hero for that title company because of what our company does. And, it's just one example of how CMG is always trying to put the customer first and make it a smooth, easy process.
Well, it was. It was for the attorney. It was for my son. I have another customer yesterday that is leaving on vacation today, and he found a house that I showed him the night before, and he wanted to make an offer on this.
Mm-hmm.
And we needed what's called a pre-approval letter.
Yep.
And we can talk about that when we come back after the break, but he needed it quick. And yesterday, you had 5 closings.
Yeah.
But you managed to get me that pre-approval letter in the middle of 5 different closings. What service? It's unbelievable.
That's amazing.
How about that?
That's great. To be in the middle of closing and to be able to get people pre-approved, it's a great feeling. It's awesome. I mean, I love that for my customers.
And this is why we recommend you so much. It's the service. It's the personal attention. It's making the closing easier. Every part of the process that we go through with you every single time just works out so well. And there are more things that we're going to talk about that makes it so good to work with CMG Financial. And I'm going to just use the phrase that is really cool. The Home Fund Me is one of the things that we're going to talk about today. And the other thing is called the Rapid Rescore. If you don't have great credit, Tim can make it happen for you a whole lot quicker, right? Still using that?
Absolutely, yes. Use it all the time.
All right, so stay with us, everybody. We're going to talk about all those things. And congratulations to Rob being here as a co-host today.
Thank you.
Stay with us, everybody. We will be right back. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950. There's finally a mortgage lender in Jacksonville that sees financing differently. With 20 years experience, CMG Financial understands that the most important purchase in your life, your home, deserves the right mortgage. Tim McConnell at CMG Financial will work to customize the best financing option for you. Angela and I recommend CMG Financial to all our customers. Give Tim a call at 528-2103. That's 528-2103. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage, Inc., and MLS number 1820, and licensed as a mortgage lender servicer by the Office of Financial Regulation, number MLD 375, individual MLS number 181046.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by CMG Financial. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for staying tuned with us through Real Estate Radio through the commercial break. Once again, we have Howard here, and I'm Rob Stevenson, filling in for Angela. And we have our little lender here, Tim McConnell. How you doing, Tim?
Good, Rob. How you doing today?
Doing great, pretty good. So we were talking about a little bit about Home Fund Me.
Home Fund Me.
Yeah.
That sounds so strange. Everybody's heard of GoFundMe, which is a way to fund weddings and buying a car.
Medical bills,
all sorts of things.
Well, yeah.
How about Home Fund Me? Something so unusual that CMG is the only, repeat, only mortgage company in the United States that has partnered with Fannie Mae to do this. So Tim, tell us what that is.
Yeah, Home Fund Me is a great program that we launched within the last quarter that basically allows individuals to go out to their network of friends, their social media networks, and ask for simply donations that will help them to come up with their down payment money or closing costs to get into a home. The on most loan programs, you're allowed to have gifts where a family member can give you money, but it has to be a family member, blood relative, in order for that gift to be acceptable for mortgage documentation. Now, the cool thing with GoFundMe is it can be anybody. As long as they're not party to the transaction, a real estate agent can contribute some, but there's limitations on that. A builder, same things there. But with this, it can be a coworker, it can be somebody you don't even know, just a contact on a Facebook page or something along those lines. And the other cool thing about it is the documentation piece of it. On a regular gift, you have to verify the donor's ability to give many times. You have to get bank statements from that donor. And that's always a difficult conversation because the donor is not applying for the mortgage. And their first question is, why do you need my information? And those are the guidelines and rules set in by Fannie Mae, FHA, Freddie Mac. On the GoFundMe, as long as the gift or the donation is less than $7,500, which is a pretty big amount for someone to give, there's no documentation required. It gets funded through their GoFundMe site, and that's all the documentation that we need.
So I know a lot of people that graduate from college at 22 years old.
Yep.
And they invite all of these aunts and uncles and cousins and grandparents to their graduation because they have a big graduation party, and they get gifts. So what that 22-year-old can do is to say, hey, I want to buy a house next year or a year and a half from now. So they can start a home fund me account a year, 2 years ahead of time, and everybody can start just putting money into this account? Or are there some limitations, or you have to buy within 6 months? Or what's the story there?
Typically about a year is when they want those donations to come in. There's two ways that people can give a donation. They can give it where it's only going to process through if that individual buys a home, or they can do it where it's just a flat out gift. So if that donation sits out there for longer than a year and the individual has not bought a home, all the fees that were collected that were contingent on the home sale are going to get refunded. So it's kind of cool for a donor where if they want to make sure that it goes towards a home purchase, they can make it contingent on that home purchase. If they make it non-contingent, then technically that home buyer, those are their funds sitting in this separate account that they can use and withdraw even if they don't buy a house.
Can the recipient use it for a down payment or closing cost, or does it have to be used for one versus the other?
No, the great thing about it, they can use it for down payment, closing cost. They can even use it for furnishings in the home afterwards. So it's a great way to give that young couple who just got married, the college graduate who's wanting to start building their wealth right after school, which is a great thing to do. It's a great way just to give them a head start in life. You know, like you said, college graduation, instead of a present that may sit in the closet, deposit money into a home fund me account.
So it can be used for a couple as well as an individual.
Yes, absolutely.
Sounds good.
Yeah, great program.
Would you recommend that someone that's graduating from college start out and do one of these programs so that they can get into a house just as soon as they can?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, once again, there are some time limitations on it. So if they're thinking they're not going to buy for 10 years, you know, at that point, maybe just save up their own funds. But, you know, as we've been around real estate for a very long time, we know, and we always think it's a great idea for people. If you know you're going to be in a particular area, don't rent. You're building somebody else's wealth. You might as well purchase a home, take advantage of the appreciation that historically we've seen in the U.S. and especially here in Florida. And then also, rather than throwing that money away in rent, by making that mortgage payment, you're building wealth each and every month because you're paying down that principal loan balance.
You know, this is a great segue into one of the things that did happen during the discussion yesterday at the attorney's office. He said that so many people have come to him at closings and said that so many of the people at the closings, so many of the buyers have said that their new mortgage payment is actually cheaper than what they were paying for rent. Which is a great segue into something that happened this week on a national level, which was Janet Yellen, who is the chairman of the Fed, raised the interest rate. So what do you think that means for what's going to come for the near future? What's going to happen in the next year or so with interest rates?
Yeah, you know, we've been riding historically low rates for the last 7-8 years. You know, it's been a great time to buy. Rates now are in the high threes, low fours, depending on the program, but we are going to start seeing those rates increase. The Fed did raise interest rates this past Wednesday. The market expected that, so it doesn't really have an immediate impact on rates right now today. But what they did say is that they plan on raising rates three more times in 2018. So very likely that we're probably going to see rates creep up to that 5% range, if not possibly higher, you know, coming here in 2018.
Rob, what do you think that means for housing?
That means houses are going to start increases in the prices, and it's going to be time to buy.
Yeah,
it's time to buy now.
Definitely time to buy. Just to give, you know, people a rough idea, well, pretty precise idea, actually, if you had a $300,000 loan, which, you know, is a very, very nice home here in Jacksonville, but on a $300,000 home at a 4% interest rate today, your principal and interest payment, not counting taxes, insurance, but just the repayment of the loan, would be at $1,432 per month. If rates do go up to that 5% interest rate, that exact same loan size of $300,000, nothing else changed. Everything's still the same, except the interest rate is now at 5%. Now you're paying $1,610. That's an increase of $178. Who wouldn't want to keep $178 in their pocket?
But it's more than that, especially here in Florida, or particularly here in Jacksonville, because as Rob was alluding to also, the cost of the house itself is going up. Here in Jacksonville, house prices are going up.
Oh, yeah.
So they've gone up 5-7% just on the cost of the house. So if house prices are going up and the interest rate is going up, why on earth would you wait to buy a house? Get one now just as soon as you possibly can. We are seeing it over and over and over again that house prices are going up. We're seeing on the house prices between $150,000 and $250,000 that there are multiple offers.
Yeah.
It's because of the demand on those value of houses that people just, you know, can't find enough of them. So what are you waiting for?
Yeah, and you know, it's I've been around loans for the last 20 years. So, you know, this is just common knowledge for me, but a lot of people still have the misconception out there that they need excellent credit, that they need 20% down in order to purchase a home. And that's not really the case. There are programs out there that do allow people to get in for no money out of pocket. We also talked about gifts and the GoFundMe account, or HomeFundMe.
Yes, thank you.
The HomeFundMe account. So there are options where even if you don't have you're living paycheck to paycheck and barely able to get by, like Howard was saying, you may be able to purchase a home with very little, if any, of your own money out of pocket and pay less than what you're paying in rent. And the biggest thing that people don't really think about is owning a home in the U.S. is the number one way that people are able to build their wealth. If you rented for 10 years and made a, you know, $2,000, $1,500 a month payment, that money is just gone. If you bought a home, even with no money down, you make that, maybe now you can buy that same house for $1,400, but each month you're building $300 to $400 in equity by paying down your principal loan balance. And like you guys were talking about, if the home value goes up 5, 6, 7, 10% per year, you're also building your wealth that way. So it makes all the sense in the world to purchase.
By the way, I do want to point out that the Senate version of President Trump's tax plan did continue to keep interest deductions in place.
Yep.
So a great way, as you said, to build wealth. So what I want to say to everybody is, particularly first-time home buyers, is what are you waiting for? Now, there are a lot of realtors out there. There are over 6,000 realtors here in the Jacksonville area. Now, not all of them are full-time realtors. Not all of them do this all the time. Some of them are semi-retired. But there are a lot of people that don't want to help first-time home buyers because they're lower valued. Rob and Angela and I, we love helping first-time home buyers.
Tim does,
they
too.
Are the most,
the best.
They are the most grateful buyers out there. They have the biggest smiles on their faces when they buy their first home. Right, Rob?
Yeah.
You've been helping so many of them lately.
And it's all about the process, too, because you think about these first-time home buyers and what are they really trying to accomplish? They're trying to accomplish the American dream here. And owning their own home is such a great thing to do, and helping them through that process is just an amazing feeling.
Yeah, we got so much more to talk about when we come back after the next break. Before we get there, Tim's number to call him after the show is 528-2103. 528, that's your office number, right?
Yep, that's the office.
Okay, we're going to give you your cell phone after the break, too. Stay with us, everybody. We will be right back with more Tim.
Ed Dean, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, The Savage Nation, Mark Levin, WBOB, AM 600, and FM 101.1, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republicans working hard to execute what would amount to the president's first major legislative victory are optimistic they will get passage this coming week on their massive tax overhaul. Votes are scheduled in the House and Senate on Monday and Tuesday of next week. Republican Roy Moore is still refusing to concede the Alabama Senate race, and he is hoping reports of any voter irregularities could help turn the tide. He also says some military and provisional ballots have yet to be counted. Those are expected to be counted as of next week. You've heard a lot about the Santa Ana wind stoking up the flames of what is now California's fourth worst ever wildfire. Well, they took a bit of a break yesterday. Still, though, that blaze grew by about 3,000 acres overnight, and now those Santa Ana winds are expected to stoke up once again over the weekend. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average surged. It was up 140 points. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and a question often asked is, what do jewelers give as gifts to their loved ones? The answer is the same kind of things everybody else gives, but for me and my family, no gift is a better crown of achievement than a Rolex watch. I've told the story about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college a zillion times, and still tell it, because it's a day I'll never forget. But I'll also never forget giving my wife the Rolex she always dreamed of owning, for a real important birthday. I also won't ever forget the handshake and look in the eye my son gave me when I handed him a Rolex when he graduated from college. I can say the same thing about the hug my daughter gave her mother and me for the Rolex she put on when she graduated from the University of Alabama. These are the kind of great memories I'll have the rest of my life, and they will too, every time they look at the Rolex on their wrist. Nothing will create these kind of memories for a lifetime better than a Rolex. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Do you have sales experience? Would you like to get paid to work in radio? If so, then Chesapeake Broadcasting is looking for you. We have seven powerful radio stations here in Jacksonville, just like the one you are listening to right now. There is an unlimited amount of opportunity and financial potential. We will train you to ensure your success. Call Robbie Crouch at 904-861-0433. That's 904-861-0433. Start your new career today.
I'm Larry Birkins from Birkins Chevy in McClenny. For work or play, we have the truck for you. Coloradas to Silverados, from cabin chassis to big black jacked up trucks. You want it, Birkins Chevy's got it or can get it. In fact, we have so much inventory, we had to open a second lot just for all the trucks. So whether you're from GA or FLA, you should be driving a Birkins Chevrolet. Just come to the country and save. Highway 90 in the heart of McClenny or BirkinsChevy.com. Chevy, find new roads. Come on.
They're sick. I mean, they're sick. Bill Kristol rooting for the Democrats to take the House and the Senate. A lifelong Republican hates Donald Trump so much. It's no different with John McCain. At President Trump, over the way Trump has spoken about him, that he's now voting against his constituents, his own voters, and the will of the American people, which is a kind of a fascinating thing to observe when you stop and think about it.
Mike Gallagher, weekdays at 9 on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
Well, there's another crash over there at 295 North at the ramp from St. Augustine Road. That's over there at exit number 3. Mostly cloudy today, about 60, mostly clear tonight. Down to 48 and mostly 74 your Sunday with a high of 72. And then mostly cloudy Sunday night through about Monday night with a low 59. Daytime high Monday, 78, down to 53. WBOB AM 600, the answer.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, thank you for staying tuned with us through the break. I'm Rob Stevenson, filling in for Angela.
You are filling in for Angela.
Yeah, it's really big shoes.
I wonder if Angela is still listening in New York and is jealous that she is not here.
I think she is.
You think she is?
I believe she is.
I think she is, too.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if she's thinking that you're just going to take over from now on. I don't know.
Doing a great job.
Well, maybe if you take over for her here, she's going to take over for you on the drum line of the Jaguars.
I would definitely like to see that.
I would like to see that, too.
She'll need to take some lessons.
Yeah, she would need to learn a few cadences to do that, wouldn't she?
Cadences? You know about that? Oh, that's right. Your son was on the drum line.
My son was on the drum line of Bartram Trail High School. That's right.
Okay, so you know about cadences. Okay.
I know. Yeah, I know that phrase. How about that?
All right.
Yeah, he used to do the quints. Which is another phrase that most people don't know.
Five drums, those
big heavy things that he's carrying around.
Got to have a strong back to do
those. Well, you know what? I have to tell you something because this is about his house as well. He's excited about getting a house, and that way one of the spare bedrooms, he's going to set up his drum set again so that he can start drumming again.
Oh, yeah.
So he's really looking forward to that.
Awesome. So. Once again, we got Tim McConnell with CMG Financial here.
We want to make sure that Tim gives his cell phone number out because invariably every time Tim comes on the show, one of the things that happens is that right after the show, he walks out and his phone starts ringing
every
with questions about some people that need your help.
Yeah.
So what is your cell phone number?
Yeah, best way to get a hold of me, Howard gave the office line 528-2103. Cell phone, always with me. And whenever possible, I'm going to pick that up. Weekends, nights, doesn't matter. That number is 904-755-4091.
755-4091.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's great.
By the way, I can personally vouch for the fact that even when he's coaching his daughter's softball team, you answer the phone.
I try there. You mentioned coaching softball. I do have three children and, I got obligations at home, stuff like that. So there are times where I cannot pick up all the time. Or I may be on the phone, with another client and I want to give them my undivided attention. But if I am unable to pick up, I always try to get back as quickly as possible, usually within an hour or so.
Yeah. During the break, we were talking about one of the things that we forgot to mention was another unique feature about CMG with that Home Fund Me account. And you want to talk about that on the air now?
Yeah. Actually, it slipped my mind, and it's a huge selling point and a great bargain for the clients is with the Home Fund Me. It's tied to conventional programs, which you can get into a house with as little as 3% down payment. And if through the Home Fund Me account, you're able to fund 1%. So on a $200,000 home, you're able to fund $2,000 from your friends, family, social network. CMG will actually match up to 1%, has a grant free gift coming from us as a lender to you to use towards down payment or closing cost. Now, there have been other programs in the past that lenders would contribute towards a client's down payment or closing cost, but the way that they were funding that was by increasing the interest rate to cover that cost. With the Home Fund Me program, it is standard interest rates, no adjustment to the rate, but we're still willing to give that 1%. So it's a great opportunity to help those people who don't have the money saved up get into a home.
You got a lot of stuff going on, don't you?
Yeah.
Life's busy, but I wouldn't change it for the world. I love everything about it.
All right. Well, Tim, I think Rob has a question for you.
I get this question a lot, and it's one of the things where as an agent, you try to make sure that they understand the process. How do buyers go about, or just anyone go about, improving their credit?
Yeah, great question. Run into a lot of situations in 20 years of doing this, seen just about everything out there. But the number one thing is you have to establish credit. I've talked to people who have had bankruptcies or just a lot of missed payments over the years, and they want to give up on credit. They forget it. I'm just going to pay cash for everything. And you know, it makes sense. But unfortunately, in the world we live in, you're going to have to get a car someday. You're going to want to rent. You're going to want to purchase a home, and you need to have that good positive credit.
Right.
So, you know, paying bills on time, car loans, credit cards is absolutely important. Now, people think, well, I had a few late pays a few years ago, I'll never qualify for a home. You can have pretty low credit scores and still get into a house. And then also, if it's below that credit threshold that lenders are going to require, one program that I offer and do quite a bit of is this rapid rescore, where I can pull a credit report on you or on the purchaser and see kind of where everything's at. With my experience, I'm able to give, you know, a few tips here and there on some minor things that they can do, but I can also run it through a credit analyzer, which will tell us exactly how we need to manipulate the credit, pay off certain balances or get rid of some collections, things of that nature, to move that score into a place where they're going to qualify for a home.
Wow.
Now, by fixing your credit, it can take up to, you know, 60, 90 days for everything to report through the bureau. Working with this rapid rescore program, once we make the adjustments to the credit, I'll get documentation from that purchaser, work with my credit company who works directly with the bureaus, and now we have a new credit report within 5 to 7 days with those higher scores.
All right, let's clarify something.
Sure.
Because that was a lot of information.
A lot.
In other words, you get into detail of the credit score, and you can tell someone, okay, here's one bill, pay off $300 on this credit card. That should bring up your score 20, 25 points. That can happen in as little as a week?
Yes. Yep. And that's exactly how it works. One of the big things that drives down credit
scores. Rob's eyes just grew larger.
Wow.
Now, right? This is really big. This is something our listeners really ought to pay attention to, because that could make the difference between someone qualifying or not qualifying. That could make the difference between someone paying an interest rate of 5.5 versus 5.
Mm-hmm.
That's big. That's
huge.
Yeah,
really big.
And there's nobody else that does this. It's a special program that you have.
Yeah.
And you can do this for several different things on the credit report.
Yeah, we usually, if it's more than like 4 or 5 accounts, at that point, we may have to wait. But you'd be absolutely floored what, you know, the example Howard gave, paying down a credit card $300. You know, if you do that to 2-3 accounts, you would be shocked by how much that can improve a score. You know, sometimes 40, 50, 60 points. The other thing that I work with clients a lot is medical collections. You know, a lot of people have them, you know, with the way insurance works, things of that nature. And you know, from a mortgage approval point of view, it doesn't affect anything you're going to do. If it's a medical collection, we don't look at those as a negative. But the bad part of that is they do affect credit scores. So removing a medical collection that recently popped up, I've seen that. Well, personally, when I was doing something with my financing, I had a medical collection. It was, you know, $200, something like that. I don't know how it got on there. But when I went through this rapid rescore process that I did on myself, that increased my score from 696 to an 805.
Wow.
Because of one $200 collection being removed from my credit. Now, it's not always going to be that much, but most clients are removing a medical collection or two. You know, I can get them, you know, 50 to 100 points just by doing that.
Now, there are a lot of companies out there that say that they can fix your credit. What does this program cost to do with applying for a mortgage with you?
That's the great thing about it. We're not going to charge you anything. It's, you know, the knowledge, expertise.
Rob's
you know,
eyes that, just right? got bigger again.
Yeah. You go through all these debt consolidation places, and they want to charge you a monthly fee
right.
to do that.
Right.
And you don't charge anything.
No. Now, you know, the limitation, you know, credit counseling can serve a purpose where I can really help somebody who is close to being at that point where they're moving from the bad credit to the good credit. If somebody has, you know, just collections all over, hasn't paid bills for a couple years, I can't take them to buy a house. But what I can do is educate them on what they need to do at no cost But it could still be a, you know, 6-7 month time period. And the biggest thing that people need to understand is bad credit's just not going to go away. They have to make the decision to say, yes, I am going to work on this, and I'm going to put myself in a better situation.
You've given everybody so many good things. Now, I want to give your cell phone number because you're going to get calls after the show. It's 755-4091. It's CMG Financial with Tim McConnell. And you might get to talk to his wife, Kate, also, because she works with you as well. We're going to come back after the break and talk some more, because you got more great stuff to talk about. So stay with us, everyone. If you want to call into the show, it is 222-8255. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. There's finally a mortgage lender in Jacksonville that sees financing differently. With 20 years experience, CMG Financial understands that the most important purchase in your life, your home, deserves the right mortgage. Tim McConnell at CMG Financial will work to customize the best financing option for you. Angela and I recommend CMG Financial to all our customers. Give Tim a call at 528-2103. That's 528-2103. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage, Inc., NMLS number 1820, and licensed as a mortgage lender servicer by the Office of Financial Regulation, number MLD 375, individual MLS number 181046. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you once again for staying with us through the break. Once again, we have Tim McConnell here, my main man, Howard.
All right, and we've got a caller on the phone. Good morning, Mabel.
Well, good morning. How are you guys today?
Well, we are terrific. That's right. We are all guys today. This is a first in six years, all guys.
Yeah, but this isn't really Mabel. I told him to put a fictitious name. This is Angela.
Oh, it is Angela.
It sounded like you.
Oh, my gosh.
I promise I'm not taking your spot.
I am.
Oh, my goodness.
You're listening to everybody doing my job. And Rob, by the way, you're not near as loud as you need to be.
I can be loud if you want me to.
You got to go, good morning, Jacksonville.
Good morning, like Jacksonville.
Well, are you enjoying yourself there in New York? Are you staying warm?
Yeah, it's snowing here, but, you know, I mean, it's not snowing right now, but there's snow on the ground. It's pretty cold.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty cold. Well, we all know how much I like Florida and flip-flops, so this is a challenge.
Okay.
It's okay.
Well, we miss you, and we hope that you're having fun. We're looking forward to having you be back on the show with us next week.
Yes. Well, I was listening to you guys, and y'all, seriously, you're all doing a fantastic job. And, Rob, I was just messing with you. You're doing a fantastic job.
Rob, you're
Thanks.
Doing an amazing job.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, that's Rhonda. So, anyway, I love you guys. I just wanted to call and say hey and, you know, tell you I'm thinking about you and you're doing a good job.
Well, I'm going to tell our producer to hang up on this crank phone call so that we can get back to
you. I was like, don't tell him it's me. So now I'm Mabel.
Okay,
I got
you're
that.
Mabel. Well, thank you for calling. I'm not going to ask you if you have any real estate questions for us today.
I don't, because I know everything there is to know about real estate.
All right.
If you guys have any real estate questions, y'all let me know.
All right.
Safe travels, Angela.
Well, thanks for calling and
see
have
you
a
soon,
good
Angela.
Trip back.
Bye, y'all.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Well, that was Mabel calling today. But you know what it's time for?
Yes, sir.
It is time. That's right. Yes, sir. Because we've got some interesting stuff going on. You know, it is the holiday season, but, you know, it's not only time for gifts. It is time for buying houses. And we have a brand new one today. You know, one of the best, not necessarily deals around, but the best things that people want are pool homes. And pool homes in around the Mandarin-type area. And we have got one.
Wow.
That's right. We have got one, and it is absolutely fabulous. It is in the Hatton Chase area, which is about 1 mile from Baptist Hospital. It's on a street called Camberwell. It's just over 2,000 square feet, but it feels so much bigger with high ceilings and an open floor plan. It's 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, with both a living room and a huge family room that overlooks an oasis of a large private rear yard with not only a pool but a spa. It's got newer appliances, a food prep island, a huge master suite. Even the master suite has a whirlpool tub, beautiful tile in most of the rooms, I should say. There's even a big tiered fountain in the front. So this has great curb appeal in the front, great curb appeal on the inside, great rear appeal. You've never heard me use that phrase before. It's priced at $289 for all of this in Great Hatton Chase. This one is probably going to sell this weekend, but we want to get more people to see it. So we're going to have an open house tomorrow, not today. The open house is going to be from 2 to 4. So a lot of people are going to see it today, but we want more people to see it tomorrow. So come see me and Angela. Angela's going to come back today, later this afternoon. So we're both going to be there tomorrow from 2 to 4. But if you want to see it today, we can probably arrange that. So give me a call and check it out. The address is 14606 Camberwell Lane in Hatton Chase. Just came in the market last night. This one is going to sell this weekend. Great pool home in the Mandarin area. We've got another one that's been on the market just a couple of weeks in the gated Summer Chase in Mandarin. Walk to Mandarin High School. 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 2-story colonial with an office. And it's got a granite kitchen, new appliances. It is $279. It's 2,500 square feet. The address is Summerbrook. It's open today from 2 to 4. Now, Rob, you want to talk about three of them you want to talk about with open houses.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. We have Hidden Foal Drive, which is off of Normie, and that's home that was actually built in 2014. It's a 4-2 with over 1,700 square feet. It's got a fence yard. It's got a fire pit. It's got stainless steel appliances. It's got 42-inch cabinets. It's got crown molding. It's immaculate. I tell you, this place is nice. It's a 185. There's low fees, and it's got a pool, a fitness center, and it's in Winchester Ridge.
Now, one of the interesting things about that, the people that have looked at that said, is this really lived in? Because it looks like it's a staged model home. That's how nice this house is.
Yeah. And that address is 15306 Hidden Foal Drive.
All right.
We got another one all in a downtown area, which is off of Wolf.
In Avondale.
This is a great home. It's built in 1925. It's updated throughout. You got to wait till you see this place. I tell you, it's got beautiful wood floors. It's got 1,300 square feet. It's 3 bedrooms, 1 bath. It's got granite countertops, also stainless steel appliances. It's got a wood-burning fireplace. It's got a separate dining room. It's got also 2 flex rooms as well. It's got a detached garage with a basketball court because I've been there. I like playing basketball. It's got a fence rear. The rear backyard is fenced. It's got a newly paved driveway. And this one is just off Roosevelt, only 215.
When's that one open?
That one's going to be open Sunday from noon to 2. And that's the address is 1215 Wolf.
What if you like the World Golf Village area? You got one down there?
If you like World Golf Village, we have one down there as well. That's in Notchway in Samara Lakes. This one is a 4-bedroom, 3-bath. It's got a large living room and family room. It's got a huge loft upstairs, big rooms. The master bedroom, I've been there, it's huge.
It's over 300 square feet.
Yeah.
It's almost 400 square feet.
I mean, you can definitely fit 2, maybe even 3 king-size beds in there. It's really, really big. It's got a big fence yard. It's got over 3,100 square feet. It's built in 2007. And get this, it's got no CDD fees.
I like that.
Everyone loves that. HOA is just $137 every quarter.
Not per month.
Not per month. Per quarter. Amenity center, you have a pool, you have playground, you have a basketball court.
It was reduced last night.
I
talked to the owner. She said, let's get this thing sold, reduce it $5,000. We brought it down from $315 to $310. Now, that's less than $100 a foot.
Yeah. And new homes are going over for $120 a square foot.
Wow.
Yeah. That's crazy. And of course, it's in St. John's, so you're getting the St. John's School District. You're getting the A-rated schools. That one's going to be open today, Saturday, today, 2 to 4. That address is 1209 Notchway, and that's in Samara Lakes in World Golf Village.
So if you think homes are not selling this time of year, they are. Now,
yeah.
The buyers are serious now. There are not
right.
a lot of tire kickers. So there are fewer buyers this time of year. There are also fewer houses on the market. The same percentage of houses sell all year round. By the way, if you are interested in selling your house this time of year, believe it or not, it's a great time to sell. This is where people from the north come to look at houses. So if you're thinking about putting your house on the market, don't think I'm going to wait till after the first of the year. People are visiting.
Right.
They are getting away from the cold weather and coming here. So they're visiting their relatives. Put your house on the market now and get some of those people that want to move here.
Right.
Believe it or not, houses sell. Several hundred of them sold this past week. There are going to be several more sell this coming week and the week after.
Yeah.
They do sell. Tim, we want to give your phone number again. We only got a couple minutes left, so give your phone number for people that want to call and talk to you about all of the different programs that you have
and the great service, right?
And the great service that you provide.
You can always reach me at 904-755-4091.
For great service, great rates, and just all around having a great experience.
A good old fun time.
Yeah. I mean, how often do you hear a situation where, like my son said, I really hope Tim and his wife come to the closing because I really didn't get to meet them, and they gave me such great service, I really want to meet them.
Yeah, and you know, the one thing I always tell clients, and this is so true in your son's case, that the more on top of their game they are, the smoother everything goes. He was fantastic to work with.
Okay. You know, folks, Angela and I and Tim and Rob. Love living here in Northeast Florida. We're doing this radio show to give back to our community. We want to thank you all for listening and for your support. And if we can help you in any way with your real estate needs, then call me after the show, 687-8161. You can call Rob. Rob, what's your number?
888-7474.
All right. You need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling the most important financial transaction, and that's buying or selling a house. Angela and I and Rob are here to help you. The Van Wees are standing by, so stay with them. We'll be right back, and we'll be back with you next week.